Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little quality time with me. It's good to be back on the old set with Jacob Slider in the background. You know who Jacob Slider is in Scripture? Do you know? It has to do with the Old Testament, where Jacob was going, and he was going to work for Laban. And when he was alone, he ended up falling asleep. And as he slept, he dreamed of this ladder, this stairway to heaven, where the angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. He had a vision. And when he woke up, you know what he did? He erected a monolith. You know the monoliths that pop up everywhere? He erected a pillar, a stone. It's called the Stone of Destiny. The king was coronated on it, maybe. Or maybe it was a fake stone. That's not the point. It's a picture of Christ. That's what this is. Christ is the ladder, is the intercessor and the intermediary between God and man. It's the cross brings us to cross over into the heavenlies. It's a powerful thing. It's also featured in a new series on Apple TV called Wandla. This is like all the rage right now. We're going to get into why it's strange. Turns out that maybe Apple TV, or maybe whoever was animating it or coming up with the story or anything else, they did a lot that kind of seems a lot like me. There's a lead character named Cadmus Prime. It's a story of a little girl. Basically, it's the end times, right? The world goes to hell in a handbasket, and everybody ends up living in these underground cities, and there are not a lot of humans left. But each human has like an AI robot named Mother that takes care of them. And in the very first episode, the very first season, because there's only 6 episodes, you know, of course, and a young girl starts off 6 years old, of course, you gotta have 666 everywhere, right? But the goal is to get out and to get into the new Earth. You know, the new Earth, that's because the world got so sick and it needed some time to heal, and now that time is at hand, and this young girl, she walks to get instruction, and she has to pass a test. She has to pass the test before she gets to go up a ladder and then goes into, you know, a world that looks very much like the cover of my novel. The cover of my novel. Because I always tell people, when you're reading the story, you start off here. You know, it's like the world's like a desert wasteland, but by the end of the story, you're over here. It's like a paradise, the Garden of Eden. It's a picture of the book of Joel. The mighty men that rise up. There's a bunch of them, right? 144,000. The idea is at the end times, things get so, so bad. But there's this group of individuals that see the future. And they chart a course into a better world. And before them is as the Garden of Eden. This is in the book of Joel, one of the minor prophets of the Old Testament. But behind them is a desert wasteland. Now, why am I bringing all of that up? Well, because this little cartoon, it really does have a lot of similarities to me and to the channel. It was a little weird. It was a little weird. Mark reached out to me, the dude. This guy right here, the dude, he's awesome. He's been, an Israelite and a wonderful brother and friend for many, many years on the channel. And he said that he was watching this show, Wandla, with his wife and child. And when this lead character, Katniss Preed, when Katniss shows up, and he's like the guy... He's the guy who, like, charted the course. He's the guy that, like, you know, they kind of make him out like he's the guy that helps people enter into this new world. Very weird. It's very weird because he appears on the screen after a tree opens up. So Mother, the AI robot, brings Ava into this room where she's going to meet Cadmus Preed for the first time. And the tree comes up, and I shared this on X. The tree looks a lot like the tree that used to show up in my original logo, in my original open, which I would air every time. And it was a picture of a tree, like this beautiful green tree. I always wanted it to be a fig tree, like the fig tree I got in my yard, which, by the way, I can't wait to give you some updates on. It's huge. This is the first year that it actually survived the winter because I took care of it. Go figure, right? The tree appears, and then, you know, the little child gets excited, and then Cadmus Preed walks out, and he introduces himself, and it looks like me. He looks just like me. Looks just like me. And then he explains everything. He explains how the world is going to, you know, hell in a handbasket and everything else. But it's strange because that tree, my tree, like the tree would appear in my show in the opening, just like now it's the lightning in my other logo, and then, you know, I would appear and I say, hello, my friends, it's Jacob Israel. He goes, hello, my name is Cadmus Breed. Now it's even weirder, it gets weirder before I get into the other stuff. Cadmus, the name Cadmus comes from mythology. He's basically the Archangel Michael character who slays the dragon. This guy right here, Cadmus. Very interesting. Very interesting because, of course, the same very day that I look into all this stuff and I start researching all of this stuff, the U.S. Debt Clock came out with this post right here, right? And who is that again? That looks like, you know, either St. George battling the dragon, or it looks like Michael the Archangel battling the dragon, or it looks like Cadmus battling the dragon. Same day. Same day. Very interesting. Weirder still, it's this necklace right here. This necklace, which is a Mandela effect for me and the Danielle, of course, because when she bought it for me, it was actually St. Christopher years ago. Told people on the channel for years, they asked what's the pendant. I explained it. I just never took a picture of it and showed it to you. But one day, I went to explain it, and I looked at it on camera, and I realized, that's Michael slaying the dragon. That's a picture of Christ doing battle with the devil, if you will. In the world, it's literally happening within us each and every day. All those negative thoughts, and then the thoughts of spirit, of truth, and love, and joy, they do battle. And today's the day where the dragon's getting slayed. Oh, the dragon's getting slayed in such a big way. So even major storms, Hurricane Beryl. How freaked out and how worried have I been about Hurricane Beryl? A vision of God's wrath that comes confirmed. No sign given but that of Jonah. And we got a storm. We got a storm coming down that's breaking records, that's connected to the story of Jonah. If you haven't hit the like button by now, I think you're just being stubborn. Because that, to me, offers me just a great deal of faith. Just a great deal of faith. Hurricane Beryl, Tarshish. You remember me telling you, I've been talking about the storm, I've been talking about the flood. I told you that the day we're in, I said Trump wouldn't face nothing. I told you he'd come back stronger than ever before. I said a wicked, corrupt nation is going to get what they deserve. God's hands in all of this. Doesn't mean that there could be a change-up when it comes to the election that we may all be happy with. On the show, I've been talking about Hurricane Beryl for a long time because, of course, Beryl comes from the word Tarshish. It's connected to Jonah. Of course, I was telling everybody that the Genesis 7-11 flood was coming for so long, that I warned everybody that a big storm was coming for so long. But then what did I do when the big storm came? I even put out posts about a Category 5 coming out, and then it was a Category 5 out of the blue, earliest on record. But what did I do? That I then go on to say, oh, it's going to be terrible. No, we prayed when we saw the devastation it was doing. We wanted it to move away from Jamaica. We prayed. We said, calm the storm, move the storm. We all prayed. As I said in the video, I said, you know, I feel like something bad could be coming, but, you know, don't hold it against me if something terrible comes on in. Something terrible comes on in. Something terrible comes roaring on in. And I said, you were warned. Now I'm just going to show off a little bit. I'm just going to show off on God's behalf. What if all of us pray that this storm starts to fade away right now? It would be an impossibility for that to happen. Everybody's going to say, no, it's going to get so worse. I don't want it to get worse. Do you? I don't want to see bad things happen to people. I think we got the point, right? We got the point. We got the message. Who got the message? Who got the message? Something bad was coming. Storm's here. We get it. Earliest, biggest storm ever. Maybe we can all just kind of say, Lord, why don't you do us a favor? Maybe we'll be a little bit better. Because these are like, you know, every time God relents in all of the holy scriptures that I've read. I've read a lot of them. I've read plenty. God relents. Creator of this whole thing relents. It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
We prayed when we saw the devastation it was doing. We wanted it to move away from Jamaica. We prayed. We prayed. We said, calm the storm. Move the storm. We all prayed. We all had faith. And it did. It downgraded and it moved. Still stunk. Still damaged a lot of stuff. But my goodness gracious, if it was a direct hit, if it was a Cat 5 in Jamaica, it would have been, hundreds of thousands of people could have lost their lives. Terrible. Terrible. So then what happens? It weakens and weakens, and then it's going across, and everybody's kind of keeping their mouths shut, but every once in a while you see somebody saying, oh, it's going to become another big category storm. It's going to hit Texas. Everybody's like, not my children, by the way. Noah and Shiloh, they're visiting their mom in Texas. It's interesting. Shiloh was literally born in Texas. She was born. Yeah. When I worked for the big time Christian, the number one Christian network in the world, when I worked there, when I was a writer, Shiloh was born in Texas. So it's interesting because she's going to be turning 21 in September, September 11th. She was born 2 years after 9/11, after the twins hit, to the second of that plane being hit. So here she's back in Texas, and then everybody's talking about how this big storm's going to come and just wipe out where they are. And I'm like, Lord, can we do something about this? And Mr. Maker, I kept telling people to pray. I kept telling people to have faith. And then what do? We have faith. We pray. And it has literally downgraded about 5 minutes before I came on here because I was concerned again. I was so concerned because I saw Into Thin Air, who is awesome. He's such a great guy. He's also an Israelite. He's one of you, right? We're all the same. And he's really doing some great work. He has great instincts, and he knew that it was going to be going to Texas before other people and everything else. But he put it out, and a lot of people were saying it's going to be bad, bad, bad. And what did I do? I reposted it, and I said, oh, we're going to pray that it's going to weaken. I said, yeah, they become hurricanes, but they also fall apart. And that's exactly what it did when it hit land. Praise God. I know that there's a lot of people that have lost power. I know that there's a lot of flooding. I know there's a lot of damage. But you got to remember something. It could have been a lot worse. It could still be a lot worse. So we're going to, pray to God that everything's going to stay the same and that my children are going to come home safe and sound. Children, they're adults. Noah looks like Thor. He's going to be 24 years old. Shiloh is like, she's like little Wonder Woman. She's another athlete. They're all athletes. Wonderful. Just godly, strong, beautiful, amazing children. And I'm just so glad to know that they're having a great time with their mom in Texas right now. And I can't wait to get them home. It's just the day that we're in right now, everything's so topsy-turvy, so flippity-flu, you don't know what to do, right? Everything's building up to this thing that I've started to coin as the swerve is coming. I have this idea that things are going to change. I have this idea that it's going to look like it's going to go a certain way, and I have this feeling, and I'm concerned. That's why we're going to pray about this too, that what happened just in France just now, where everybody thought that the conservative party or whatever it was, that they were going to win by a landslide, and then no, they didn't. Now everybody's crying foul and everybody's saying it's rigged. Okay, but this was something I talked about a year earlier in a video titled C'est la vie, where you got Mark Macron with the old hand gesture thing. I'm still waiting for him to have some kind of judgment coming against him because he does not seem like a good man. He does not seem like a good godly man, in my opinion. But it looks like, maybe they're just riling people up so they can have more riots and everything else. And guess what? That was in my video too. World in 2017, the big one was all the cards, right? All the cards where Trump was sitting on a card. I broke down that cover in a way no one else has, I think, pretty sure, unless they saw my video on it and then started breaking it down. But I saw every one of these as a year. This was the first year, second. Now, this card right here, I'm going to blow it up. That card right there, that would be 2023. And what are the flags that we see on there? That's right. We see the French flags. What's the other flag? Looks like Germany. And it's interesting. I put a little tweet out because I said, I want to see how this ages. Maybe that's where the big thing happens next, or we hear about stuff happening. And I'm not predicting. I don't know. But it seems like, that card right there, Wheel of Fortune card, is about, the people that are the higher ups and the people that are, the ones that have been calling the shops. Well, it's a reversal of fortune for them. They're going to have their houses burned down and everything else, just like the mayor in this French town. This French town, not this France town. It's topsy-turvy. It's very strange. This guy that just became the prime minister I talked about on the show, you know, he was the guy that allowed, like, the most horrible person. His last name, Seville. This guy did monstrous things. Good friends with the king, too. Isn't that weird? But this is the guy that basically let him get away with it for so long. That's what everybody's saying. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but this is what I'm seeing online. He doesn't seem like a good, godly, moral man now, does he? So then the question becomes, why is God allowing all this stuff to happen? There has to be a reason. And what are we going to do in the midst of it? What are we going to do? Are we going to go and, you know, take up arms and do what they kind of want us to do? Some people are saying that they do all this stuff, right? Because they're trying to, you know, keep everybody so divided that they can just continue to get along with what they're doing and without being noticed and just kind of like cull the herd, if you will. God forbid that happens, especially the day that we're in. Especially the day that we're in. This is a day that I said was going to be like Handmaid's Tale. I've been telling everybody for a long time, since back then, Handmaid's Tale was coming, Handmaid's Tale was coming. Why? For a lot of reasons. All right, for a lot of reasons. And the irony is, it's like literally being discussed in this whole project thing, this 2025 thing, that the Trumpster says he has nothing to do with. He has no part of this at all, even though, you know, he's thanked the Heritage Foundation. He thinks the guy that says the things that he says is awesome. So there's a lot of confusion over whether or not he's connected or not. But I'll tell you one thing, that, you know, 2025 project is, it's Handmaid's Tale. It seems a lot like Handmaid's Tale. And isn't it funny that everybody's saying Handmaid's Tale now? And who was saying it back in the day? You look at the inauguration. I said, this is coming. I put the Handmaid's Tale in the thumbnail. You know why? Because it just kind of feels like it makes sense, especially with infertility rates the way they are. It's devastating what's happening all over the place. So I've said this on past shows. Don't be surprised if people are like, hey, you don't need to go to jail, but you can become, you're somebody who can have children. So we can bring you to somebody's house and you can be their concubine. You can make babies for them. Like the old days. Handmaid's Tale, if you don't know, based on, you know, scripture. Based on scripture, I got to tell you something. It's not the scripture that I know to heart, but historically, you know, we're supposed to evolve spiritually and learn from these things spiritually. But a lot of people want to take things completely literally. Jesus wasn't one of those people. He was somebody who actually taught the spirit of the story. It's the spirit of the story. He says, my words are life and they are spirit. It's the letter, the literal that kills your understanding. Get focused on the wrong things. Start twisting things the wrong things. Next thing you know, right, the God you worship's a monster. So then you could be a monster. And I got to tell you something. I've been very disappointed in a lot of people. A lot of people that watch my channel and everything else, and then I encourage, and then I shout them out, and they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and I have behind the scenes, I encourage them, and behind the scenes, I help them with their family, because, you know, either their wife decides they don't want to go to church anymore, and all of a sudden it's a demon, as opposed to the fact that maybe it's God moving you out of a bad situation. But then here we are, you know, just not too long after, and people forget things because they get these big crowds that follow them, and then they have to go along with the plan. Next thing you know, you're hanging out with, like, the Alex Joneses of the world, and you're, you know, it's just, it's gotten so kooky. The whole thing is kooky. But don't worry, according to Wandala on, you know, Apple TV, the future's bright. Future's bright. And the guy who, like, supposedly set the future up for everybody just happens to look just like me. Just, you got to take a look at this as he walks around. Is that not me? Does that not look like me? But here's where it gets weirder. He's like, oh, you got to pass the test. You got to pass the test. That's kind of the thing that I say all the time. This is a test. We got to pass the test. Who's going to pass the test? All over X. So you got to pass the test to get in. And then what happens? He brings her into a little room. It's a very sci-fi-ish room, right? And the door looks very much like something out of a computer. But I'm like, that looks like my logo. It looks just like my logo. Very strange. Then the doors open, and then there's a Jacob's ladder. There's a Jacob's ladder. And then if you go all the way up and you pass the test, and then you get to see your family again. Don't you want to see your family? Katniss said, you only want to see your family. And then it just turns out that the heaven looks very much like my book. Looks like this. Take a look at that. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Some people, a lot of people are like, that is strange. Because, you know, this is one of the things that I love about this channel and all of you, is that we are, like, living in the best time to be alive. It's like, this is just the greatest movie of all time. I have great faith, just like I had faith that, you know, I told you all when the storm was barreling down, I said, I want to show off. I want God to show you something. Now I'm just going to show off a little bit. I'm just going to show off on God's behalf. What if all of us pray that this storm starts to fade away right now? It would be an impossibility for that to happen. Everybody's going to say, no, it's going to get so worse. I don't want it to get worse. Because if you remember, the story of Jonah was that it looked like everything was going to get destroyed and devastated, but people repented. They wanted to do better. They wanted to live their lives better. And then God relented. The storm moved. There was no destruction of Nineveh, which means the children of Ninus. Ninus is the child of Baal. So it's like a bunch of, you know, people that have been, you know, taught the wrong thing. They worship the wrong God. Everywhere you look around, you see steeples and churches and temples and mosques, and you look at all that and you say, oh, this is a good thing. No, that's like the God of this world. These are man-made religions. How many Christians are watching right now? Probably a lot. What denomination are you? What division are you? There's so many divisions in the man-made church. There's so many. They're like, and it's not just in Christianity. It's in Islam. It's in Hinduism. There's just so much division everywhere. Who's going to talk to God and ask God for the truth no matter what the cost? Who today is going to say, you know what? I just want to learn from God. I'm not going to listen to man. I'm not going to say what everybody says I should say. Because the future, my friends, you're going to need to have faith. There is more going on. What am I doing in a cartoon? Right? What am I doing? What am I doing in a cartoon? It's very strange. When I started my website, jacobisrael.com, which is in the corner right there, all you got to do is you go there, subscribe, it's free. You know, you could, there's like just the hundreds of essays that I've written in poetry and a lot more that I share there for free. It's not behind a paywall. What I may start to do, by the way, is because it's getting overwhelming with, I get so many DMs, I get so many emails, and what I may start to do is try to streamline that, and I'm thinking of maybe just doing that towards Patreon, which, by the way, you could still be a patron and not pay. So, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, you can do that, or you could just always send me an email. But I think I'm going to, like, the social media thing is getting to, it's just getting ugly. A lot of people are saying some mean things, and, you know, I get attacks out of the blue for no reason, whatever. People that are like I'm kind to, people I've sent money to who are struggling. Very weird how, like, this day everybody's, you know, they're so amped up for Jesus Barabbas. I start talking about love and forgiveness and compassion and unity, and it's like, oh no, you better be quiet. The things that I have a feeling that are coming, it's gonna be something. It's going to be something. I said the lion's den awaits, people. The lion's den awaits. But the good news is, throw me in with the lions. You know, if I got the Lord and I got the Spirit of the Lord with me, this is righteousness, peace, and joy, and hope, and power, and the Holy Spirit. If I got Christ with me, I'll be all right. So will you. So will you. Look, you say to the storm, be calm, and it'll obey you with a little bit of faith. I did intercede for like days and days and days, and then I stopped. And then I stopped because I'm like, oh, we're in the clear. And then I started hearing how it was going to become a hurricane again. And so I started praying again, like last minute, like today, because I really thought that this whole storm thing was over with. But then everybody was jumping on the bandwagon. The storms that are gonna come over the next couple of years. You know, I'm no scientist. I don't know the ins and the outs or whatever. You know, no climatologist, but I think that there's something happening out there that's causing things to change in here. Same goes for what's happening spiritually with us all. But I think that we should take a little bit of solace in the fact that I'm in a cartoon, right? I didn't make any money off of it. People are asking, it's like, you think AI did this? Somehow I'm like, I don't know. It is weird, though. I mean, it's got my nose down. It's got my nose. It's got my ears. It's got my beard. It's got my poofy hair. It's got everything. I would like to dress like that because I like the way the guy is dressed. And ironically, his name is Cadmus, which is on my neck. You know, so I have to believe that the future, there's something going on that is not so devastating that we have to really worry too much as long as we're doing the right thing. Remember, the scriptures say that in the end, some will rise to everlasting, you know, righteousness and joy and peace, and some will rise to everlasting, you know, destruction. You know, and that just means age abiding. That word everlasting, aeonos, it means for a period of time. Could be, so when you hear the words forever and ever, obviously if it's for an infinite, endless amount of time, you wouldn't have to say it twice, right? It's the smoke of their torment rises up forever and ever. It's a scripture that people don't understand. The word torment literally has to do with a stone called a touchstone that you would use. You would strike precious metals on, gold, and it would tell you how pure it was. It's a purification process. The smoke, according to scripture, are the prayers of the saints. So the smoke of our prayers during our time of testing will rise up for ages and ages and ages to come. It's a beautiful thing. But a lot of people want to turn it out to be something that's not. Have hope. Be happy. Love your family. Know that I love you, right? I love you. Know that I feel a sense of, loneliness in my personal life. I don't mean like with my family. I have the best family ever. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. There aren't a lot of people I could talk to about all this stuff. That's why you all mean so much to me, because you all are the reason I'm never going to be alone. Same with you. Even if it's just you, even if you don't have a beautiful family like I do around you, you got me and I got you. All right. So leave me a comment, smash the like button, tell your friends about the channel, get yourself a God's Champion shirt or the newest one, which, by the way, is only going to be for a little bit of time. Check that out right there. That's the buckle up. That's the special edition, right? Our buddy Tyler, who is an Israelite, a wonderful person, who has a beautiful family, just started his new company, oliveandrocket.com. If you want to get like the best artisan PJs for your children, Feedy Pajamas, they're awesome. Check them out. I don't get paid by them, right? I owe the man nothing. I love the guy, and I think his PJs are really cute. I would love for you to get my merchandise, actually. That actually helps me. But if you do have children, I don't sell PJs. Support a guy who really is just a wonderful person, and he's the one who designed the shirt for me. I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for all of you. Make sure you're subscribed. Share the channel around. Tell your friends. Have the best day ever. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.